I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. A new study by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature says half of the world's vital mangrove habitats are on track to collapse by mid-century. The worst affected areas are the US South Coast and eastern Mexico, together with South India, Sri Lanka and the Maldives. Charles Haviland has more details.
Mangrove trees and shrubs form a vital ecological habitat in coastal waters in the warmer parts of the planet. They shelter fish and other wildlife stocks, they protect people from hurricanes and floods, and they store carbon. But, says the IUCN, about half are vulnerable or endangered. It says rising sea levels and worsening storms, both of them effects of global warming, are a major threat, alongside deforestation, pollution and dam building. The IUCN hopes the disturbing findings will spur the international community to work together in restoring and protecting mangrove forests.
At least 12 people have been found murdered in Mexico in the former resort city of Acapulco. Six bodies were found dumped near a market while others were killed in a shooting. Acapulco, a once glamorous tourist destination, has seen a steep rise in violence linked to organised crime. Here's our Mexico correspondent, Will Grant.
The violence comes with just days to go to the Mexican election, in which security is expected to be a major factor influencing people's votes. The front-runner for president, the former mayor of Mexico City, Claudia Sheinbaum, has vowed to tackle the issue of organised crime, but also defended the record of the current administration, led by her ally, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. During the campaign, scores of candidates and politicians have been murdered or intimidated by the drug cartels in what is considered the most violent election in Mexican history.
A man accused in Britain of assisting Hong Kong's intelligence services has been found dead. Matthew Trickett's body was found in a park in the town of Maidenhead, west of London. He was facing charges under Britain's National Security Act, but was out on bail. Ellie Price has the details.
Matthew Trickett, who was an immigration enforcement officer and a former Royal Marine, was one of three men accused of agreeing to undertake information gathering, surveillance and acts of deception that were likely to materially assist a foreign intelligence service. It's also alleged that the trio forced entry into a UK residence on the 1st of May. China, under which Hong Kong operates as a special administrative region, has refuted the allegations. Matthew Trickett's death is being treated as unexplained, and a post-mortem examination is yet to take place.
The Ukrainian army says heavy fighting near the town of Pokrovsk has forced troops to engage in manoeuvres. It's not clear if this signals a withdrawal. Pokrovsk, in the eastern Donetsk region, has been the focus of bitter fighting as Russian forces attempt to advance. You're listening to the latest world news coming to you from the BBC. Argentina's right-wing president, Javier Milei, has renewed his insults against Spain's socialist administration after Madrid said its ambassador wouldn't return to Argentina. Mr. Milei said this was absurd and called Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez an arrogant socialist with an inferiority complex who should see a psychologist. Israel's communications minister has ordered the return of broadcast equipment confiscated from the Associated Press used for a live feed looking into Gaza. He said the defense ministry had requested to re-examine the matter. Israel accused AP of providing footage to Al Jazeera that was banned earlier this month, Sebastian Usher reports.
The decision to stop a live feed into Gaza that AP was providing not only for Al Jazeera but for many other news outlets had been widely condemned. The UN described it as shocking and said that AP must be allowed to work freely without harassment. But it was perhaps the expression of concern by the US, Israel's closest ally, that persuaded the communications minister to reverse the decision just hours after it had been enforced. The move seems to have been another attack by the Israeli government on Al Jazeera, which provides some of the only international media coverage from directly inside Gaza, at great risk to its own journalists there.
Ireland is expected to announce its intention to recognise Palestinian statehood on Wednesday. It's thought the move will come during a press conference with the Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris. Recognition has been a cornerstone of Irish foreign policy as part of the government's belief in a two-state solution to the conflict with Israel. Spain is also expected to announce a date. The Argentine football manager, Mauricio Pochettino, has left his job at Chelsea by mutual consent after just one season. The London club finished sixth in the Premier League. Chelsea's American owners have spent more than $1 billion since taking over, but have yet to win a major trophy. BBC News.